Most retail business owners try frantically to keep up with the latest trends. And then there's Rod Fry, who keeps his inventory distinctly and intentionally behind the times. KMUW's Luann Stevens takes us to the tiny town of Yoder.
When you walk into the Yoder hardware store, the first thing you notice isn't the rows of tools, the old wooden counter, or even the prized oil lamp collection. It's owner Rod Fry.
Mr. Jake, what can I do for you this fine day?
Mr. Jake is a regular. Today he's looking for something to get rid of ants.
Big hammer and a block of wood.
You sold me a block of wood last week.
The two banter a minute, and then Rod finds some ant bait.
They come and eat it, take it back home, and kill everybody at the house.
Rod Fry has been the owner of the Yoder Hardware Store for 43 years. His father owned it before he did. You won't find any power tools here. No shiny rows of lawnmowers or oversized grills. But Fry says the inventory matches the tiny Amish community, a mix of past and present, with a distinct emphasis on past.
It's just a little more laid back, a little more old-fashioned, and of course because of the Amish Mennonite heritage here, we get a lot of tourism through here. People just want to see how we live.
The Yoder Hardware Store opened in 1903, about a decade after the Reno County town was established. The current building has been on Main Street since 1926. Wooden floors, a corrugated metal ceiling, and scattered antiques are a backdrop for both practical and unique merchandise. For one thing, there are a lot of oil lamps.
Our specialty are Aladdin lamps. They're a mantle lamp. They're an old company that started in 1908 in Nashville, Tennessee, and they're still making them. And we carry all kinds of parts, you know, burners and wicks and chimneys and shades and brackets. And
there are shelves and shelves of lamps in different styles and shapes and sizes, some decorative and some plain. The collection of lamps and lamp parts takes up an impressive amount of real estate in the store.
A big rack here of chimneys. Bet you didn't know there's that many different sizes of chimneys.
I didn't. Rod has chimneys, that's the glass part that goes over the lamp's flame, ranging from tiny miniatures to ones that are 14 inches tall.
We can fit almost any oil lamp.
The store also has rows of farmhouse pottery crocks, galvanized tin wash tubs, and all the tools you might need to shoe a horse.
We carry four different sizes of horseshoes and the horseshoe nails and the hammer and the rasp, farrier's tools.
And there are toys, harmonicas, tops, paddle ball, and not a battery in sight. The tourists like the nostalgia, but the locals also like the simple toys, including radio flyer wagons.
We have 9 different sizes of radio flyer wagons. We also have the old tricycles like I grew up with.
The store carries standard hardware, of course, hand tools, yard tools, painting supplies. You can buy glue or have a key made. The tourists come to get a glimpse of another culture. The locals come for basics and, maybe, a friendly chat with Rod Fry.
You know, I tell people I'm a lucky person. I come to a job for 43 years that I absolutely love to do. I love to meet people. I love to help people. It's just fun.
For KMUW, I'm Luann Stevens.